This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Only a test. It's TGO Radio, everybody. Hey, I'm Brian, and Jeff is sitting across from me. And
hi.
Doug Reach Around is suspended this week for putting up a poster of a, in his corner of the guy who shot Charlie Kirk.
You suspended him for that?
Well, you know, listen, you got to follow precedent, you know what I mean? Horrified look on Doug's face. Jesus Christ.
We can take a shot at offending Charlie Kirk.
Well, we can. Jesus. His wife, would you?
Huh? What? Oh, I don't know. I've never seen her.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'd have to.
Afraid you would?
Yeah, she'd let me come inside because she's religious.
Well, yeah.
She's not going to demand a pull out in any circumstance, so. I think it's Erica.
Huh, three Eric. K's in that name. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Oh, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you got to fuck that girl. She's only 30, what, 31 or something?
I don't. 36.
36? She's older than he was, I think, right? That's why she had
She is now.
She had to hurry up and push those kids out because those eggs were starting to dry up on her. You know who Kyler Murray is?
Who?
Kyler Murray.
No clue.
He's the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Football franchise.
Sure.
And he put a picture up the other day of him with his pit bull dogs, and he's wearing a Michael Vick jersey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a good way to fucking... Yeah, and?
Subsequently forced to apologize. But
to who, the NFL or the dogs?
Oh, yeah, I see. First of all, here's the picture. There's that.
Oh, let's see.
Kyler Murray apologized after creating a stir on the interweb. Wore a Michael Vick Virginia Tech jersey while posing for Instagram photos with his pit bull dog.
It's the college jersey. He wasn't into dog fighting then, was he?
Well, I wouldn't bet against it.
Yeah.
Or else I might.
Neither
get,
would he.
Or else I might get drowned in a bucket full of water.
That's a good-looking dog, man. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Right?
Ooh,
yeah.
Man.
It's the dog breed of peace. In the same way, Islam is the religion of peace, and that things tend to happen when you have them around.
I've known a lot of people with pit bulls. Depends on how they're fucking raised.
Dog breed of peace. He's going to bite that guy's face off one day, and then it'll be like, Jeff, look what happened. Forced to apologize for that.
Hmm. Okay.
In no way, shape, or form do I condone animal cruelty or dog fighting, whatever it is.
But I love me some Ron Mexico.
Yeah. Those are your longtime listeners to the show. Our first producer was named Ron Mexico. That was his radio name because, or his podcast name, because his real name was not Ron Mexico.
Really?
But we got that when Michael Vick went to get treated for the nail. The alias he used was Ron Mexico, and so that's where he got his name from.
Do you remember the Ron Mexico name generator?
I do.
Do you remember what yours was?
I don't.
I don't remember.
I remember what my stepbrother's name was.
What was that?
Victor Palau.
Yeah, Victor Palau. That's right.
Because he had that name in my phone for years and years
Victor
and years.
Victor Palau.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's still out there.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see that. That was a blast.
Oh, come on, baby.
Is it still out there?
Oh, the site can't be reached.
That's a bummer.
Come on, man. Let's try.
Well, I mean, how long are you willing to pay for a posting for a website that's a, you know, 6-month gimmick at best, you know, 20 years ago?
Yeah,
buddy.
Looks like it's kind of gone out there.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's too bad.
Oh, that's too bad. I do not remember what my name was.
Victor Palau. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's all I remember is that. I didn't even open my files over here. Look at that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, everybody. I got to tell you, it was tough going on the old show prep this week, man. It was tough business.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to fall back.
Well, he was a fucking dork-looking idiot, wasn't he?
Who?
Charlie Kirk.
Oh. Yeah, he was a bit of a doofus.
Picture.
I don't quite know how he got that wife. Like, she was all right, you know?
And, yeah, his eyes are kind of, he's touched.
Buddy, I know nothing about the guy other than his college gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, I know nothing about the guy, honestly. Until he got shot.
Yeah, how'd he score that?
Yeah, he got lucky.
Fucking flat-faced idiot. Looks like he's been chasing parked cars.
Flat-faced idiots. Yeah. Anyways, it's TGO Radio, America's longest-running commercial-free podcast. What's the haps, man?
How yeah, I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm in my winter, or summer is fading to fall and winter funk right now. Get another week or two, I'll be all right. I'll be fully immersed into the fall fucking, you know, festivities. And
how you doing on football? You enjoying that?
You know, I got to tell you, and I swear to God,
I swear to God it is.
It's not that, you know, Notre Dame, you know, lost their first two games or whatever. I wasn't even really into that first game against Miami. For some reason, I am just not into it yet this year. And I think a lot of that was because I was so into baseball. But Jesus Christ, the fucking Cubs have dropped like 5 fucking straight. They lost all 4 to, Cincinnati.
Mm.
Dropped all 4 to Cincinnati. Mm. They lost last night. They were up 5-1. Against the Mets and fucking ended up losing that game like 7-5.
You're getting a wild card?
They clinched their wild card spot, right. But fuck, a lot of good it's going to do them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, you know what, their bats are fucking very inconsistent right now.
I tell you, the beloved Braves waited till mid-September to rattle off a 10-game win streak.
There you go, right on. Yeah. After they were mathematically eliminated.
Statistically impossible, yeah. Fucking, you lost today to the, who did we play today? The Nationals, I want to say.
Nationals, yeah, I think you're right.
But we did lose today, yeah. But 10 in a row for no damn good reason.
Yeah.
Great. Great. And you do this in May is when you do that, you know.
Yeah, in fact, you know.
But whatever. I want my teams to win, but I'm not.
But it's, yeah, whatever.
I'm also 52 years old,
I'm too old for that fucking shit anymore, you know. Like,
I will tell you. When your team has as bad a year as the beloved Braves have had, it does help that we won a world title 4 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
That does help.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, maybe next year the Cubs will get it and win a series, and it'll just be 10 years in between series instead of plus 100 years in between
like
series.
Like 108 or whatever it was. What was it?
108 years before they... 100.
Yeah.
A century plus before You won a championship.
What was it for the Red Sox? 95 or some shit? Between world titles?
Something like that.
1918, and then whenever they won the first one, 2003?
Yeah, early 2000, somewhere in there. Well, when the Cubs played the Indians in 2016, the Indians were on a 50-some year drought.
Yeah.
You know, they were due for one, wanting one bad. So, boy, it came down to the fucking wire, too. That was fun.
Cavs won the NBA title a few years ago, and that kind of got a title for Cleveland, finally.
Oh, yeah.
When LeBron won before he went to L.A.
Yep.
But, yeah, that town was well suffering for a world title somewhere.
And they'd never had one before,
the
right?
The Browns had won NFL titles, but this was before the merger before, in the Super Bowl era. Okay. So, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you always like your teams to win. I tell you, the beloved Niners are 3-0, and it is smoke and mirrors, baby.
Is it really?
It is
yeah.
ridiculous.
Fucking going to fall apart at the...
Well, Brock Purdy hurt his toe.
Yeah.
So the last 2 weeks, we've been starting Mac Jones, who played in New England for a couple of years there.
Okay, all right.
Buddy, smoke and mirrors. But we're 3-0. It's like...
Well, the fucking Bears beat up on Dallas over the weekend. How fucking bad is Dallas? Jesus Christ.
And I texted you. I texted every Bears fan I knew Jesus. And thanked them for...
Man.
I love watching the Cowboys lose.
Yeah, I do too. I could watch them lose to anybody. It was especially nice that they lost, you know, that they got dominated at Soldier Field by the Bears.
Yeah.
We found out that fucking Soldier Field, that RC Cola, Runny Cunt, has been the exclusive distributor of soda, F Cola, at Soldier Field since 2012. Displaced Coke.
You can't drink that. We tried to on this show. You can't drink it. Did we try the cherry one?
I don't think we did. I can't believe it's going to be any better.
It's kerosene.
What? Have you had the cherry one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I tried it, you know, for the laugh.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Boy, there were people commenting on that shit I was looking up on the internet about how great fucking Runny Cunt is with like their favorite whiskey and shit. I'm like, are you got to be fucking insane. That shit's gross.
If it's going to serve any purpose, let it be a mixer. I don't think that's
okay.
But you can't drink it straight.
Yeah, no.
I can't drink whiskey straight, and I can't drink RC Cola straight.
Whiskey straight.
No way, buddy. That's a young man's gimmick. That's a young man's stomach lining. That's what is what I need there.
Yeah, it's
just thinking about that gives me a heartburn. Jesus.
Been fucking rewatching Deadwood, and I'm in middle of season two. And
nice.
Al just passed his kidney stones.
Oh, my God. That motherfucker, boy, is that uncomfortable.
Motherfucker looks over at Dan and goes, you fucked me up the ass while I was out? No. Quit fucking looking at me like that.
Boy, that's an uncomfortable scene.
Dude, that fucking season two is so good. There's so much good fucking writing.
Yeah.
God damn, there's...
It's the best written American TV show I've ever... Now, buddy, when I tell you I got a backlog of stuff to watch at home, oh, my God. I don't know if I'm waiting for it to get cold. I don't know what I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
Because you know I hate to go outside.
Yeah.
So I don't know what exactly is keeping me from, but I have so much shit to watch. What did I get?
Landman,
The Studio. Yeah. Hell, I even got Wednesday to watch.
Trixie watches that.
It's for her.
Yeah.
It's not for me. Right. It's for young chicks and middle-aged women.
Then why are you watching it?
I don't know.
Okay.
The girl's hot as shit. And then she's got a little blonde roommate that's fucking adorable.
Yeah.
She's really hot, that girl. I just think about my balls tightening on entry. You know what I mean?
Tightening on entry. You gonna watch the new Dexter?
Tightening on entry might be your show title. Buddy, I intend to watch a lot of stuff eventually. Yeah. I just never do.
Yeah.
I got movies to watch. I got shows to watch. I got fucking documentaries to watch. It's never going to happen. But I got to, you know, all that shit's ready for me to watch. Fuck.
Boy, I tell you what, if something's really got to, you know, if I'm looking for something new to watch, especially television, the synopsis has got to fucking grab me. The picture of the cast and shit, whatever, the promo.
Yeah.
It's got to grab me or I'm not in at all. There's so much shit.
It's
and I say
so
shit,
much.
I'm not talking about, there's so much stuff. There's so much content.
Yeah.
out there, and so much of it, even the movies and stuff, like new movies, none of it looks interesting to me.
You got to take a shot.
You know, if, I can't, though. If, I just can't.
I don't mean you specifically, but if you if you are one of those people who say, Hollywood, it's all superheroes and intellectual property and blah, 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 but you don't give small movies a chance, I can't talk to you. You got to go to the movies and you got to watch the small stuff. So, and the time for that's coming up. It's going to be Oscar season pretty soon.
Yeah,
a lot of that
true.
Stuff will be coming out. And you know, we can kind of... check some of it out, but it's so much. You just, how do you even know, you know, how do you know when something is out? There's so much going on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. How do you even know it's out there?
You know, it's just, in the old days, hey, you just, someone, hey, did you watch such and such? It's, you know, it's great. And then
three fucking networks to choose from, you know? Mm-hmm. Three networks to choose from and a couple of studios pumping out movies.
Yeah. Man.
Now everybody with a fucking camera and a computer can make a movie and a show or a record. Oh, I'm dying for some new fucking music. I mean, I've had that Dead Weather stuff that had really fucking grabbed me. But, man, now I'm itching for more new music.
What?
And Dead Weather's not new, but newer to me. New to me.
Buddy, I fucking got into that Jack White album, couple of weeks ago. Listen to that a few
times.
That
No Name?
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking good.
Yeah, it's good.
It really is. There's some hot fucking tunes on there.
I kind of fell off on Jack. I'm not, because I just kind of, I'm old. I don't keep up, you know, but boy, I did think of that a few weeks ago and pulled up at work and give that a couple of listens, and that's a solid piece of work.
It is very solid, solid piece of business. I was watching some clips of him touring, playing shows for that album, and boy's packed on a couple of pounds.
Has he?
He's getting
a little comfortable.
Yeah, he is almost up to being able to wear one of Meg's bras.
Meg White, would you?
Yeah. Meg White?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
100%.
Yeah, suits me to
it. She's got a face like a shovel.
She really does.
But you have to fuck Meg White.
She's got a face like a shovel.
Yeah, 100%
really
have to fuck Meg White.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we do like a whole would you segment one time?
Oh, God, we need to bring a list of names?
Like we each pick like seven girls.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And then we have to talk about.
Now, is this list of seven that I bring ones I would? Definitely. Yeah. And I need to know if you would or.
Oh, that's an interesting criteria. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe you're on the fence about some of them, and you know, you want to have a debate about it. Just don't shoot me in the neck.
Change my mind. All right.
All right.
But I shut it off for you.
She's a shovel face. You can't
shovel
fuck that.
Face.
But you have to fuck Meg White because I've seen her play drums. I've seen those tits bounce around. You got to fuck that girl. You've got to fuck that girl. You just have to. That's my contention with Caitlin Clark. You have to fuck her for the story.
Caitlin, oh, God, I couldn't. No,
buddy,
I couldn't. No.
I think you could.
I could not.
Oh, for the
dude,
story?
Have you seen her Adam's apple? Have you seen it? Have you seen that?
Have you heard about the Adam's apple? Have you seen it? Have you heard about that? I'm saying she grabs your balls and handles them like a
I don't
fucking,
care.
Like a fucking professional, buddy. She's a,
well,
she's
she is a professional ball handler.
She's the leading scorer in the history of college basketball, male and female combined. In the history of basketball. You think she can't grab those Gudiamis and have a fucking good time with them? She's showing you the world with that. The world.
Great.
Oh,
couldn't get past the face.
Buddy, I'd cover that face. That's how you get past
burlap
it.
Burlap bag.
And then you get her from the back. She'll be she's hurt. She's hurt a lot, I guess, in her pro career here.
Yeah.
But she'll be a great coach one day.
That's probably all those fucking transition drugs she takes.
I can't lie. The first time I saw her with her boyfriend, I went, I'd have lost that bet. Because I know the odds.
You know.
I would have lost that bet, buddy.
Hmm.
You know who I thought about the other day was that, remember that cop that did the video with the OnlyFans girl that he grabbed her tits? The guy, a cop from Nashville.
Like while he was like using his cop car and shit like that.
Yeah, I
remember that.
I thought about him the other day, and I looked up what he was up to, how that ended up resolving itself.
Yeah, what's he up to?
It just did in August.
Okay.
After all, however long it's been. Was sentenced to probation on a charge of felony official misconduct. So he just did...
felony misconduct.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. Huh. Sean Herman, paging Mr. Herman. Sean Herman... entered a, best interest plea. I don't know what that is.
What the fuck is it?
Second count was dismissed, faces 1 year of supervised probation. He will not be going to the slam. Your boy, Sean Herman. Paging Mr. Herman.
A best interest plea, also known as an Alford plea.
Well...
is a legal strategy where a defendant pleads guilty to a criminal charge without admitting guilt. If you're pleading guilty, aren't you guilty?
No, guess not. They got all kinds of gimmicks and fucking prison stuff.
So the defendant acknowledges that the prosecution likely has enough evidence to secure convictions.
Oh, I see.
So they accept a plea deal. So, like, all okay, right. So I just, he took a deal.
All right, listen, you got a point here. But yeah. All I did was grab a tit, so let's not get crazy, you know? I hope she fucked him in the end of the video. I hope she fucked his dumb brains out. I hope she turned his balls inside out, Caitlin Clark style.
Huh, I'd never heard of that before, an Alford plea, a best interest plea.
Best interest plea.
I believe it is in my best interest to go ahead and accept that punishment.
Buddy.
For fucking that girl.
He wished he'd fuck that girl. You know?
I fucked that girl. Can I fuck that girl? I'm going to fuck that girl.
You better not fuck that girl. I'm going to fuck that girl. That fucking little waterhead. I'm going to pet that dog.
I'm going to pet that dog. I hope that dog bites your fucking hand and gives you rabies, you little fucking crotch goblin.
Go talk to Kyler Murray and get started there with his fucking pit bull of peace, the dog breed of peace.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
Your boy, DeForvitt, is in trouble.
Oh. DeForvitt is not looking good for DeForvitt's Tesla?
Oh, boy.
Yeah?
The body they found in his trunk, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago. First of all, it's a 15-year-old girl. And she's been missing for a year and almost a half.
Yeah. Is she full of his semen?
And, well.
Uh-oh.
Buddy, your boy DeForvitt is up against it.
Oh.
The body found inside the trunk of an abandoned Tesla registered to the singer David has been identified as 15-year-old Celeste Rivas. The teen was reported a runaway and missed.
Oh, Rivas Aron.
Damn it, Rivas.
A year and a half ago. Tonight, a house close to where that Tesla was abandoned was searched. Eyewitness.
Ruh-roh. First of all, you can't be 20 and fucking a 15-year-old. That's the first thing.
I think most places that's illegal now.
They're live now in Hollywood with more. Timmy!
And Mark, those CSI investigators literally just left the scene about 10, 15 minutes ago. The police tape finally came off and we were able to come a little bit closer.
Boy.
Slow the fuck down, dude.
If there is a word more overused than... literally, I can't think of what it is. It's just,
Like is
more of a verbal comma.
Yeah.
I don't get behind that, but I understand why it exists.
Yeah.
It's like when you hear a rapper speak 15 years ago, all he said was, know what I mean? Because it was like a verbal comma. So at least I understand that. What I don't understand was, it was literally a few minutes ago.
Literally.
Okay, you know.
Just say it was a few minutes ago.
Qualify it 8 more times. You know what I mean? Like you just, but it's a verbal tick that's caught on and now it's a whole thing. Yeah. And I'm old and who gives a shit what I think, frankly.
We don't know at this point what exactly those detectives were looking for, what they got out of that house. We saw them pull evidence and put it into an SUV, essentially where I'm standing right now. We don't even know why.
Boy, is this guy on meth? What is happening?
Yeah, he's like fucking goddamn on full throttle right now.
Holy shit.
Somebody done fucking let his governor loose.
I enjoyed that.
Place, but this house just happens to be literally feet away from where that Tesla.
He did it again.
Well, it was found.
Should we get the bottle out and do a shot every time?
No.
Literally?
Oh, no, I got to drive home.
A dozen LAPD investigators took a computer and other items from this Hollywood
computer.
Home just a block away from where an abandoned Tesla was found with a dead teenager in the
machine.
Trunk. Police spent hours at the home on Dehaney Place, placing several evidence bags into an SUV, but they wouldn't say if...
They didn't spend hours there because they didn't find anything, buddy.
For how it was...
I would get on that iCloud account, too, and see what's happening there, too, because I bet there's some...
Carefully tagging and bagging all that stuff.
Several homeowners say they remember seeing that distinct Tesla for a while.
Yeah.
First parked in front of the house police searched today, then at two different spots on the street.
It's a little weird to see a car that I haven't seen here for a long time. Had a big dent on it, had a Texas plate on it. So all a little odd, but at the same time, you know, people could be hanging out with friends for, you know, for a long time.
Just over here minding my business.
That's how you got to do it.
Yep.
Mind your fucking business.
Just mind your fucking business, man. What'd you see? I didn't see shit.
Nope.
I didn't see nothing, man.
Nope. You think I don't have a Ring doorbell because I don't want to fucking see what's going on?
Exactly.
I don't want anyone
you and me
knocking
both,
on
brother.
My fucking door.
Nope.
Oh, we need to take a look at your kid.
Nope.
Fuck, stupid.
Yep.
Beat it.
Go fuck
this
yourself.
Month.
Exactly.
Workers at a Hollywood tow yard noticed a foul odor and found decomposed human remains wrapped in a garbage bag inside the car.
She's dead, wrapped in plastic.
We now know the young woman found dead was 15-year-old Celeste Rivas, according to the medical examiner, the same teen who was reported missing from Lake Elsinore last year.
Everybody wants to fuck the 15-year-old, Jeff. Good gracious. Wow. Yeesh.
Do you want to fuck me, William?
No,
yeah.
Never
of course
mind.
You do. Of course you do. Everybody wants to fuck the 15-year-old.
That's
what the hell's that from?
I have no clue, but it's a brilliant piece of audio. I have no idea where it's from.
At a corner store in town, the owner recalled her coming in often.
Oh, this guy's got first-hand testimony of the 15-year-old that used to come in. He's going to tell you all about her, from DNA up until the day she vanished.
Nice. She come in like if she buy, she buy like a chips, soda, and leave. Sometimes she come with a friend from the neighborhood.
Interesting.
So she came in and bought chips and drinks and left, huh? That's a compelling piece of fucking evidence.
You got it fucking figured out, Columbo. I'd stop now, file your report, and move on to the next case.
Did I send you at some point in the 70s and 80s? Some publisher took it upon themselves to put out, you know, Columbo mystery novels.
Oh, like fan fiction or something?
No, like it's one guy that wrote several books, okay?
I think you did, yeah. I think you did.
One of them, and I can't wait to buy this. And I'm going to buy it. And I don't read fiction, okay? But one of them is Columbo solves the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, shit.
I shit you not. It's a real book.
Okay.
It's all over Amazon. You can get a used copy. It's all over Amazon.
Huh.
I cannot
wait. Who's the fucking guest star in that episode? That time, like Telly Savalas or something?
Hey, who shot you, baby?
Who shot you in the head, baby?
From home a few times. She was last reported missing in spring of 2024.
Yeah.
Those who knew Rivas, who just turned 15 a week and a half ago, say she was bubbly and sweet.
She just seemed very light.
Yeah. Got her killed in the end. How much do you want to bet?
Gurgly and choking.
How much do you want to bet she was carrying a little baby in there?
Yeah, think so.
How much do you want to bet?
A little deforvid.
I've got $10 that says there is a fetal material in there.
A typical teenager.
The medical examiner hasn't determined her cause of death, but part of the police investigation will be speaking to the owner of that Tesla, a musician who goes by David.
Deforvid.
Deforvid.
Yeah, boy.
His real name, David Anthony Burke, from Houston, Texas.
His real name, the father of the...
defendant number one?
Yeah.
David, made popular via social media for the songs Romantic Homicide and Here With Me, began the American leg of his...
Romantic Homicide?
How did we miss Romantic Homicide?
That's a coincidence.
Well, no, you know what? I don't think it is, actually.
Be.
Yeah, no. DeForvitt appears to have canceled his European dates on his tour.
Seems to me like that'd be the first thing I'd want to do. No, I got to go to Europe and tour.
Sorry, guys.
I'll be back. Promise. Yeah,
well, he'll be he might be in custody before we end this season, I
right.
bet. He is.
Then has continued performing since the investigation began. Tonight's show, though, in Seattle was canceled. The medical examiner also trying to determine how long Rivas had been dead, but based on the condition of the body, it might have been a while. Those who saw the Tesla this summer and watched LAPD spend
About a year and a half, I bet.
Hours in this well-to-do Bird Streets neighborhood are rattled by everything that's happened here.
It's scary to think that this is happening. And this is a beautiful neighborhood, very nice, beautiful, expensive homes. And
oh, well, so were the homes where OJ...
Was that a fucking recommendation?
So were the homes where OJ killed his fucking wife and her the guy she was trying to fuck.
Laurel Canyon, I hear, was a nice place, too.
Sure was. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Interesting note, the home here behind me that detectives have been focused on the better part of today has two cameras above the garage as well as a Ring camera. In fact, this entire neighborhood...
Buddy, this guy has not
Teslas
taken a breath.
Teslas are fucking littered with cameras.
He hasn't taken a breath since he started this report. This guy is on the meth. What are you, on dope?
Security system with many of the homes having several cameras. We do know from a couple neighbors I spoke with earlier that police were here last week asking to review or see some of the security camera footage. We don't know if they got anything, if it's helped the case. As to this point, LAPD has been extremely tight-lipped about this entire investigation.
Oh, boy. Your boy is in trouble. They're going to get him. Well, if I chop her up and keep her in the trunk until all evidence of my seed fucking dissipates, well, yeah. Rich Voss, early on in his career that I knew him, had a joke about how a black guy wouldn't eat pussy unless it was fried. And it is one of my all-time favorite jokes.
Unless it was fried.
Yeah, so funny. I just really made me laugh.
Or haunted.
Oh, haunted pussy droppings?
Haunted pussy.
Yeah, a woman out there that let men eat.
Made my jaw drop many times.
It's girls out there like who have let men eat haunted pussies. A haunted pussy is a pussy where she had an abortion less than a month ago and let him eat the pussy. Knowing that it is cemetery juice dripping out of pussy. Haunted pussies are a problem in this country. A lot of guys have been digesting haunted pussy droppings. And I don't think that's fair. That man deserved to know that a life was yanked out that tackle box. If it's been less than a month. That's all I'm trying to say, man. People need to tell the truth. That's right. They got a tackle box. God damn it. There's all kind of hooks. Bait, dead fish smell.
Bait.
Little lines in there.
Fish tackle box.
Right. A lot of bitches walk around with tackle boxes down there, man. All kind of dead fish heads will be in that pussy if they can look up in that motherfucker. But that don't stop you from liking her. But you deserve to know that you are eating... Life yanked womb. What? Life yanked womb.
Life
is that the official name for aborted pussy?
Wow.
Damn, man. Well, okay, fuck it. Y'all motherfuckers up.
God damn.
Haunted pussy.
Haunted pussy droppings.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Just fucking sneaks right up on you,
boy,
doesn't
he's
he?
He's got a commanding fucking voice, man. Jesus.
Tends to get your attention there, American Hitler does.
Well, we're learning more tonight about a West Florence High School teaching assistant accused of creating a foul odor and actually sickened several students and staff members over several weeks.
Hilarious.
Now, we've just received the incident report as well as the arrest warrant in the case. And ABC 15's Alexis Cooper joins now from our Florence studio. Man. Alexis, what have you learned from those
Alexis, good morning, everybody.
Documents.
Andrew,
Hello, Alexis. Hello.
Alexis is live on the scene,
Hello.
Why?
She doesn't need to be there.
Nope.
They're wasting money.
since August, and today we're learning deputies used surveillance footage to identify 32-year-old Alexander Lewis as their suspect.
Boy, lady.
Florence County deputies say Alexander Lewis, a teaching assistant at West Florence High School.
Come on, man. How old are you? I mean, teaching assistant, and you're 32 years old? Isn't that for like 22-year-olds or something?
Pretty much.
In high school? He's a kid toucher. Check his hard drive. I don't believe this. I don't fucking believe it. I don't want a lot of noise made about it, but I absolutely want anyone who applies to work at a middle, any school, I want their hard drive searched. I want their phone searched. I want their internet search histories plumbed as deep as humanly possible.
I want a hamburger.
Because I don't believe.
I want a cheeseburger.
You'll get nothing in like
it. I want
it.
A milkshake.
Because I don't believe a 32-year-old guy with the autism mentality of spraying shit spray into the fucking HVAC system of us.
Is that what this dude was doing?
Yes. And I
Jesus.
I don't believe he doesn't like kids. Sexually. I just don't believe it.
Guy's got
Why else
screw
are
loose.
You there? And I'm talking about if you're cooking. If you're teaching, if you're an assistant, especially if you're a gym teacher.
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I'd fucking be stroking my cock during class. Those boys are sexy.
Fucking goddamn sexy teenagers.
They really are.
Man.
I don't want a lot of noise made about it, but I want that to happen. I don't think you're 32 and you go, I'm going to be a teaching assistant. I just don't think that's a real thing. This guy's mom clearly took Tylenol when she was pregnant with him.
Yeah, took the acetaminophen.
Oh, thank you very much.
Mind that mimics the smell of feces.
Yeah.
The incident report says surveillance.
Shit spray.
Video shows Lewis walking through the school's breezeway with an object in his right hand. The report says he sprayed.
It was his cock. In his left hand was the shit spray.
Sprayed something while approaching A Hall, where his classroom is located, then slipped the item into his pocket. Deputies and Assistant Superintendent Kyle Jones were called to the school. Lewis was.
This woman is terrible
doing
this
awful.
Report. She stinks.
She's really bad.
Escorted to a conference.
She's lucky she's got some great uptown tits on her because she's worthless as a
conference room, read his rights and detained. He allowed officials to
am I being detained?
Search his personal items and car. The incident report says during questioning, Lewis repeatedly denied knowing what was going on, even while watching the video of himself.
It's not
again,
me.
Buddy.
It's not me.
His IQ is 71. He stinks.
Yeah.
Literally.
I didn't do it. We have you on video. It's not me. Look, that's you right there.
Wasn't me.
That's you. Well, wasn't me.
No, sorry.
Yeah, prove it. We are. We have you on video.
I don't. I disagree.
I disagree. Sorry.
You can't reason with a guy like that.
No.
Lemon scented hand sanitizer. And deputies say they found that hand sanitizer in the door compartment of Lewis's
your
car.
Your hands always smell like shit, you fucking turd.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend my 30s being a teaching assistant. No, you're not. Stop it. I just don't believe it.
I think you
want to touch kids.
I think that's it. You should become a gym teacher. Oh, you really should.
Buddy, I couldn't. I would openly be fiddling my bag there. You can't. Have you seen these high school girls? First of all, they all look 22, and that's
right.
The fucking poison of it. No 15-year-old girl looks 15 anymore. That's the problem. When I was 15, they looked 50. Now they look 20.
You'd be fucking arrested.
Buddy, I
hour into your first day.
A week. I'd be able to sneak off and kind of pull one off for the first day or two. But sooner or later, I'm going to be in the middle of class cranking my fucking rod like.
somebody's going to slip and fall.
They just smell like bleach in the classroom. Oh, well.
There you go. You can you get you one of those podiums, you know, and stand behind that.
Yeah,
and,
like a police academy.
Now we had a story about teacher
we
old
sure
guy,
did.
Didn't we?
We back there. Sure did. Paul LeDuc, I think his name was.
Jerking his fucking chain.
He fucking was 71 and pulling it off. Just and that might have been the first teacher sex story we did.
Yeah.
But he couldn't not see those girls and be like, well.
Fucking spewing that sawdust all
gotta,
over.
Gotta come. Gotta blast it. Jesus. Man.
On the charges of malicious injury to property exceeding $10,000 and disturbing schools as a non-student. The warrant states that between August 20th.
This girl is terrible. She fucking stinks.
5th and September 19th, Lewis used the spray repeatedly, causing disruption, sending students to the nurse with respiratory issues, and impacting the school's air system. Investigators say the video surveillance, along with Lewis's own statements, connect him to the incident. Lewis had a bond hearing on Saturday. His bond was set at just over $9,000.
It also resulted in a hefty $55,000 HVAC bill.
Ooh, shit.
They're going to get this fucking potential kid toucher good.
Today we're learning more about a man arrested in a sting operation that used to work with students. Polk County deputies
in hot pursuit
say he was trying to have sex with who he thought was a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, you know what that means, don't you, Jeff?
Is this guy a priest?
Do you want to fuck me, William?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Never of course mind. You do. Of course you do. Everybody wants to fuck the 15-year-old.
Yeah. That's right, everybody. Gross.
It's Valerie Boy joining us live from
Valerie
outside
Boy.
Mount Verde Academy. Where-
well, Valerie Boy? That's a good start.
School and Valerie were told he also worked for the Lake County School District.
Ah, yes.
That is correct. He worked here at the academy in 2024, and school administrators say he also worked for the district back in 2017. Deputies want everyone to know as a precaution.
Mm-hmm.
Polk County deputies arrested 40-year-old Trey Taunton after they say he sent social media messages to an undercover detective posing as a 15-year-old boy. According to investigators, described the sex acts he wanted to perform. Investigators say he told deputies he was a psychotherapist for family life counseling, and prior to that, he was a swim coach and guidance counselor at Montford Academy in Lake County.
Oh, okay, no. There it is. Swim coach. He's watching. Buddy, tell me. I mean, come on.
Swim coach.
See him in suits.
Homo.
You see him in swimsuits all day and you just go.
You get those fucking Speedos on with those fucking, with those tight little ball bags fucking poking out. Stupid sexy swimmers.
God damn it. Right down your throat, those swimmers. Oh, wait, you mean the boys themselves?
I'm talking about the boys themselves.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. I stand graciously corrected. How old is this fucking doofus?
Too old.
40. He's 40 years old. Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
40, you're still wanting to come. So, you know, he's watching these boys swim around. He can't take it. He's leaking to a fairly well. Oh.
Leaking to a fairly well.
Pre-cum is the real thing when you're that turned on. He is just... His boxers are absolutely
just fucking
jizz-soaked. He goes walking out of class. It's all cold from what's been sticking to him all day. You just never get a moment's rest. You can whack your bag in your car on the way home. He's miserable from watching these boys swim around.
Traveling to meet
perfect swimmers' bodies. Forget it.
A minor.
I'm getting turned on just thinking about it. I'm getting a little blood flow going over
fucking
here.
Fucking greased up.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See you next year.
The child. as well as attempted lewd and lascivious conduct. Oh, a Montverde Academy spokesperson says he has not worked at the private school since 2024. They released a statement saying in part, during his time at MVA, we received no allegations of improper conduct, and he was employed only after passing a level 2 background check, as we require of all employees and coaches.
Okay, well, he wants to be a kid toucher. So apparently your background check didn't go deep enough.
Yeah, your level 2 needs to be level 3, apparently.
How about we go through the extra expense of popping out to the house unannounced? How about we do that? Hey, Bob. Bob, how you doing? I work for the academy. Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to let me come in and take a look at your phones and computers, and if not, we're just going to reject your application.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. I don't care that you have regular porn. I don't care if it's, you know, get it. Man fucks woman with goat mask on. I don't give a fuck what you, I, you know.
You know,
but if you got like, anything involving kids.
You know, guys like that's going to have a bunch of fucking pegging porn.
Swimmer's bodies, though, am I right? Man.
Those little tails whipping around. Oh, you're talking about the boys again.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm sorry. The actual boys. Not the cum swimmers, the,
And Daughton pleaded not guilty in court to the allegations.
Yeah, he did.
Well, again, deputies say if you had any suspicious encounters with him, definitely give him a call.
But a special bench at a Stockton library stolen. Now the community in Stockton is demanding answers.
Yeah,
after that.
I'm sure they're
everybody's
demanding.
I got to hit Brian, I fucking need answers. I can't go on without answers.
I don't have any for you. I don't.
What the fuck happened to the blind bench memorial?
It was somebody came and took it. They wanted to.
Well, I need more answers than that.
I don't have them for you, buddy. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, looking at, you know.
Community just a little over a month ago vanished. City says they're aware of the theft, and organizers just want the nice green bench they had returned.
How did they know it was green?
Color. Our green bench is gone. Oh, you don't fucking know. Just shut up. Why don't you go bump into some walls or something? You blind fucking idiot. Go kick Ryan. Oh, I'm sorry. Just walk away.
Shuffling asshole, beat it. How green was my bench? Is the novel they're going to write about that. How green was my bench?
Yeah. Hey, it's blind guy again.
Oh,
yeah, listen,
not blind guy again.
I'm calling back. Have you seen our bench? Yeah, I have. I have.
Have you?
I've seen it many times.
How did you call me? How did you get the wherewithal?
Yeah, I've seen it. I have. Many times.
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
I heard you.
You?
I've seen you.
No.
And
no,
I've seen
haven't.
The bench. Oh, boy.
Hi.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
Disgusted, Bob Saget was there.
Juan Reynoso is in Stockton speaking with
Esteban Reynoso. My name is Esteban Reynoso, and I will sing for you now.
Unity. Now feeling discouraged with their celebration piece gone.
And I mean, if that's all it takes to get you down, then I don't. I guess I can't help
again,
it.
You could have just lied to him. Yeah. You could have solved this whole fucking problem by just lying.
I know. So someone would have gone out there and kicked around and not found it, and then it would have been a whole thing.
Yeah. Came as a shock for Jennifer Gass.
I know things like
gas.
This happen all the time.
When she heard an important commemoration was stolen from a local library.
Yep. Yeah.
Gass is a leader with the San Joaquin Lions Club in Stockton and has been blind since she was 20.
Who would do this to our disabled people? You know,
boy, that would suck to actually be then go blind and like to know what you're missing. That would really
that would suck. If you're blind from birth, you know
that would really be the worst. Man,
can't somebody just go? Oh, hey, we found it. Hey, it's over here.
Just put it.
We put it back. Everything's good now. Okay.
The breeze blew it away. It's 200 pounds. Shut up.
Just shut the fuck up.
That's my answer to that statement. Shut your face. They won't know the difference.
You fucking lie to the blind people. God, it's not. This is not that hard.
It's not complicated.
It's really not hard.
Says Jeff Durant. It's not complicated to lie to the disabled. Says Jeff Durant. This week's headline. Ooh, should we do a headline every
perfectly
week?
All right. To misinform the handicapped.
I'd like to do a headline every week from now on. The headline this week is Jeff Durant insists it's okay to lie to the disabled. Breaking news. Boy. I'll tell you what, you wait till Fox News gets a hold of that. You'll have
no
peace.
Shit, man.
It's really distressing.
She's wondering why someone would steal this, an ivy green bench that sat right behind South Stockton's Maya Angelou Library, a bench that was just dedicated in late June to disabled rights advocate Helen Keller.
We had a...
So...
Do we have comment from Helen Keller? I think we do.
I just wanted to say Helen Keller's not fucking real, and I don't care who you are, but she's not fucking real. Who the fuck, like, she wrote books? No, she fucking didn't. She's blind and deaf. Also, TikTok, you need to make a front flash. This shit is getting...
Boy, some people got way too much fucking free time. Way too much.
Dignitaries from the city, the county, Lions International. You know, everybody enjoyed it with many pictures with the bench.
Many pictures.
And now it's not there.
The bench comes from the Lions Club initiative.
No, it's not there.
I mean, Jesus. To be fair, she's giving you the play-by-play on it. Man, time she's.
No, it's not there.
Which is where.
Gee whiz.
They collect thousands of pounds of plastic and recycle it to pay for the bench. The
plaque
the bench honors the 100th year Helen Keller challenged the Lions Club International to become Knights
of the... What's the Helen Keller challenge? Is that where you blind yourself and put wax in your ears and try to make it through the day?
And then write a book? The Helen Keller challenge? Oh, man. No, listen. We have.
I'm listening.
We have a very important choice to make, because we can spend the next 10 minutes coming up with things that could constitute the Helen Keller challenge, or we could let this go, like grown-ups, and just finish the story and go home.
You have to be blindfolded for 24 hours straight.
Yeah.
You have to have wax in your ears, earplugs, so you can't fucking hear shit.
No.
And then every, like, 10 minutes, you got to turn yourself around 10 times and then try to get through the day like that.
That's what it's all about. The Helen Keller Challenge.
If you do that, we donate $10,000 to ALS research. I don't know.
Speak for yourself. You're a millionaire. I don't have that kind of money sitting around.
Yeah, you do.
No, I you most do. Certainly do not. The Helen Keller Challenge. Yeah, it's a challenge, all right. Can you get out of bed without falling down? That's the challenge. Can you move from one room to another without bumping into a fucking doorknob or a wall? That's the challenge.
Well, I'm telling you what, man, I can see in here and I do that shit now. So.
You know what? Fair enough. It's now the Jeff Durant challenge.
What's that? Bend over and pick something up?
Yeah. You got to get a wide stance so that you don't just fall over and you got to, yeah, no, I got you.
You've dropped a dollar. Is it worth it to try and bend over, pick it up, or just cut your losses and walk away?
No. I'll kick it to one of the cats, picks it up, and then I fucking get the cat, and then, you know, then. So you got to think that shit out.
Place people can sit and reflect and remember the significance of Helen Keller and, of course, our disabled community.
Stockton police say there is no suspect information nor video of...
Now they just didn't seem to. See, because there was for the blind.
I didn't see nothing.
I didn't see nothing. 22 times.
I'm going to steal the bench. Steal the bench.
What day or time the bench was stolen.
But what also frustrates Gas is that the bench that was originally taken was about 40 pounds, making it really...
40 pounds? They act like it's... 40 pounds is... It's... awkward, but
it's doable.
Pick
up and get out of here. And on top of that, it's completely gated off. You need a key in order to get here behind the library where the bench was.
The city is a
fucking... This is starting to sound like an inside job. It's a fucking inside job.
Yep, it is.
Somebody's where got it out for the fucking deaf and blind.
Yeah.
It's kind of... You know, it's got to be the fucking autistic kids. It's got to be them.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
American Ninja Warriors.
Yeah.
But the blind and deaf. That's all. That's my... No?
No, I'm definitely down for that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't watch it for long. It'd get old after a while. Well, you know what? Maybe it wouldn't for us.
I don't know, man. You give a listen. You instead of an obstacle course, obviously. That's come on, man. That's just cruel. We're not cruel on this show. We just go where the funny is. Okay. So you take these people and you put them in like a kitchen, but you leave all the sharp knives, all the blenders, everything out, and they got to prepare fucking dinner,
buddy,
without losing a limb, without having to be fucking carted off to the hospital.
The videos of these three British tards cooking in this kitchen are whipping my ass.
I know.
Fuck me, man.
Dude, watching tards cook is the fucking best.
I watched one the other day where the one tard tried to get the other one to get a wooden spoon, and it was 90 seconds, and I was in...
Wooden spoon!
I was in hysterics. It was just...
What about those two fucking slant-eyed ones that do the fucking hot 100%, wings and shit?
100%. I can't, because the more I watch these, and you're supposed to, look at them, they're making food, and they're, you're just, but I can't watch a lot of that, because I feel my humanity slipping away. Like, I'm getting... I'm becoming a worse person as it goes on.
You've been doing this show for 20 years. I'm shocked you have any humanity left.
This is a fair...
You know what's great?
This is a fair statement.
Is watching them when they're preparing shit and they're cooking. It's just... It's like they're diffusing a fucking nuclear bomb. That tongue is fucking... It's fucking hanging out. They got that knife out. They are fucking dialed into that shit. It's fucking... It's so funny.
I can't.
They're fucking hugging now, everything. And
now Twitter knows I want to see it. So, like, it's all it's showing me is, you know. So, how do I get back to just show me hot chicks again? How do I get back to that? Anyway, a 40-pound bench is missing. Whew. Man. I'm not doing anymore. I'm tired.
Done?
Yeah, I'm done. I've had it. Anything else you'd like to cover before we... in the strictest technical sense, it's 5:54, so we do still have 6 minutes.
We do.
If there's anything you want to cover before we leave.
No. No.
Can we... So, can we each get a list of seven chicks?
Okay.
And
seven.
Do And do Would You next week?
We got to do Would You. Yeah. Okay.
I've got an opening for it already.
Got an opening? You got one? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just Buffalo Bill.
Do they have...
Would you?
that's it. There you go. Yeah, that's great.
That's it.
Do we need to set some parameters? It can't be like you know, Cleopatra or something like that. It's got to be somebody from like this, somebody alive. Do we need to set some parameters like that? Yeah, you know what? Because we got to be able to see like actual pictures of these people.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
You know,
it's got to be somebody alive.
It's got to be somebody alive.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I mean, you could pick Audrey Hepburn at 24.
Yeah.
And then at 70, and you go, fuck this. So like, you gotta get someone right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah.
And not like the obvious. Everyone wants to fuck Jennifer Lawrence. Everyone wants to fuck Kaylee Cuoco. Like, I mean, like we got it, right? Okay. So we got.
No, let's get
a challenge going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll do that next week, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet.
Well, okay. Just trying to think this through.
Let's not overthink it. We're not trying
too late.
We're not trying to.
Too fucking late.
Not trying to split the atom here, Oppenheimer. We're just trying to find some chicks to talk about their asses, tits, and pussies. Okay?
Stay with me, Oppie. Yeah. Stay with me.
Stay with me, Oppie. All right? Get Florence Pugh off your dick for 3 seconds and fucking. Boy, she looked good topless in that movie, didn't she?
What movie?
Oppenheimer?
Oh, yeah.
You saw Oppenheimer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Boy, there's a couple different scenes where she's just tan and topless. I'm like, oh, my gracious. Wow.
My stars.
Oh, that girl's a piece of ass. I'd exhaust myself blowing loads in that girl.
You'd fucking die.
It would, yeah.
You would.
Yes.
You would. You'd
yes, I
die.
Would. It would hurt. It would hurt. My heart, my joints, they would all go out. Oh, it would hurt. But that's how you die. He was 52. He was a podcaster. He died blowing his seventh load inside Florence Pugh in an afternoon. Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. And that's it. And we're out before 6 o'clock.
How many?
Today.
Seven?
I don't know. I mean, let's just come up with a number. Seven. Yeah.
Seven. Yeah. Ten. Seven.
Yeah. Ten seems excessive.
It does. It really does. Seven is fine. Seven is fine.
The whole gimmick is excessive. But yeah. So it's just Would You? That's
just
the show.
You.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Sweet. So we'll do that next week, right?
Okay.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And
it's first fart of the night.
I dropped a couple little guys.
Oh, did you? Thanks.
A little bit. Hey, and all that and more next week. This has been. This has been TGO.
And maybe next week, the Helen Keller Challenge.
We got to figure out what that is.
We got to do the show deaf and blind. Both of us.
The show, well, at least.
It probably sounds like that to most people anyway. So.
Yeah.
Totally How about fair. We do the professional podcaster challenge?
You want to do a week with no swearing? You want to do that sometime? Where we cannot swear, but what's the penalty if we do?
I don't know.
The word fuck is like a comma for me.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'll have to think about that. Okay. That'd be, all right. Wow. Be a fucking dud show. I know that.
We have to set up like a. We each have a cattle prod.
Oh my God. We'll get those dog collars.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
I don't know anybody that's got those. God damn. Oh, that'd be like that fucking episode of The Simpsons in season one when they got Dr. Marvin.
I guess my question for that is, how's your heart? I guess.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, we're men of a certain age.
We are. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That means the second fart in 2 minutes.
It
means
it's
there's
time
something.
To, time to go.
There's something brewing.
Yeah. Fucking turtle is fucking looking to come out.
The turtle.
I like turtles.
I like turtles. Join us next week for Would Ya on TGO Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.